Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Okay, on Netflix right now, there is this show, and it is called Stranded with My Mother-in-Law.
Oh, hells no.
I am so hooked. It is the trashiest TV, and I cannot stop watching. Like, it is so much fun. So, it's a new reality series. Well, it's got like three seasons, but it's based in Brazil, right? And what it is you have a bunch of couples who think that they have been picked to go star in a Netflix series where they compete for challenges on a beautiful island to win some money, right? And so, these couples show up to this island, and while they're there, one of their mothers shows up. So, it's just random, and they think it's by chance, right? So, they're like, oh my God, What are you doing here? And then come to find out they're on this reality show, Stranded with My Mother-in-Law. So it's all a surprise. People are mad when it happens. And then it is just that, like, you're competing with your mother-in-law. So it would be like you and Nick Knack, Jeremy, going to an island thinking you're going to be on a reality show, and then your mother-in-law shows up.
Well, that's the moment. Yes, the chair looks directly at the camera. And they'll do a close-up shot. Right? They'll do a close-up shot of me, and it'll be a beautiful sunset-type shot, the ocean in the background.
Yeah.
Be a close-up shot, and you'll see one single tear rolling down my cheek, okay? And then I will slowly turn away from the camera.
Yeah.
And they'll slowly pan out as I walk away.
Yeah.
All right?
Is that what you think's going to happen?
Right into the ocean where I drown myself.
And never come back.
Well, I guess they can't stop you from doing that. But
it'd be a pretty epic shot, though.
It is pretty funny.
It'd be a one shot. You know, they never cut away.
Exactly. They would just be on you the whole time. But it's funny because, like, the whole point of the game, it's not to win the challenges. It's to get your relationship better with your family. So the couple that creates a better relationship, they end up winning eventually. But it's crazy just to see the different challenges and to see the different dynamics. And
what are the challenges?
Well, it's like to put together a puzzle, right? Like, we'll have to put a puzzle together where you are on one side of it. Say your mother-in-law is looking at the puzzle and she sees the picture. You only see the back of the puzzle. So your mother-in-law has to tell you where to put the pieces. And you have to put the puzzle in place. And the first person to get the puzzle correct gets to hit the button.
Is it like a 1,000-piece puzzle?
It's like 9 pieces.
9 pieces, okay.
But you have to move all these pieces without knowing what you're doing, hoping your mother-in-law is giving you the
direction. No, down.
Exactly.
Down.
No, you're left. You're left.
Left.
I mean, up, down. Just stop. Like, yeah, exactly. That's a lot of that. And so people are just willing, like, literally pulling their hair out at the end of it. And it's funny because the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, Jeremy would love this show. Gosh, Jeremy would love this show. And then I watch the whole season. I'm like, Jeremy would hate this so
much. I don't want to do this.
Jeremy would hate watching men and women. It's not just men working with mother-in-law. It's the women, too, who have to work with the husband's mom. You know what I mean? So it's all the dynamics. Funny enough, there's no father-in-laws in this series.
They know better. They're like, pass.
I know. We're just going to get along great with the father-in-law. It's fine. But the mother-in-law. And it is just, it makes you feel for both parties, though, because, you know, the mother-in-law, like, the mom, that's saying goodbye to their child as they start a whole new family of their own. And that's hard to let go of. So you get to see a lot of that. You see both sides of the story. So maybe it would give you an inside look as to how your mother-in-law's feeling right now. You know, like, maybe that would help your relationship. Maybe you should watch it. So you have a little bit more, you know,
hold on, there comes this one shot again.
And you Jeremy walks into the sunset.
Yeah.
But maybe it would. Maybe
it would you're right,
help you understand where she's coming from. You know?
The fridge with a Diet Coke, right? Isn't that where she's coming from?
Your face is usually
coming from the couch to the fridge, to the fridge to the couch.
You were a big balloon before this break started, and you are deflated over there.
No, I'm just letting you rave about this show. So.
Do they all
end up happily ever after at the end? Or?
There's a lot of relationship building, and they seem like they come out better on the other side because of it. So I guess as I'm watching, I'm not seeing any of the families come out worse off, because of the show. I feel like everybody's building better relationships of Stranded with my mother-in-law on Netflix. The funny thing is, it's all in Portuguese, so I don't understand a single thing they're saying. Like, I have to have the subtitles on.
Disclaimer.
That's so the best part.
It's so good.
I have no idea what they're saying. You're funny.
You gotta watch.
Okay, yeah. I got a whole stack of stuff. KFC is introducing.
Already excited.
I'm sorry, just the line itself. Just the first sentence. KFC is introducing its first ever collectible chicken bucket.
And I want one. Immediately I want one.
I don't even care what it is. I just want my collectible chicken bucket.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it back to my double wide and fill it with Mountain Dew. No, it's all part of the Supergirl movie that's coming out. So it's some sort of Supergirl chicken bucket. And it's like $30. I'm gonna tell you right now, you are not a Supergirl if you are sitting in your car pounding down a 12-piece in your collectible chicken bucket. You are definitely not a Supergirl.
You don't know me.
You are not Supergirl.
Super all day. Super all over this
super
bucket.
Super greasy. Super high cholesterol.
Yeah.
Super single.
And super tasty. You forgot that.
Sweat
lead with the smart stuff.
Super sweaty.
Yeah. Tastes like 11 herbs and spices.
Oh, so anyway, KFC's got the collectible chicken bucket coming out.
Oh, get me one, please.
Taco Bell's launching their first new menu item in a while as far as desserts go. This is called the Strawberry Cinnabon Delight. Small yeasty donut holes.
Oh God!
That's what it says. Filled with Cinnabon cream cheese frosting, and then coated in strawberry flavored sugar instead of cinnamon sugar. Okay, that sounds pretty good.
That's a lot of flavors.
That sounds pretty good.
What marketing person thought yeasty was a better word to use than fluffy?
Let's just ignore that.
No, you can't.
But I'll tell you what, you can fill up your collectible chicken bucket with all sorts of strawberry Cinnabon delights. I'll tell you that right now.
You sure can.
And then if beans tickles your fancy, the people at Bush's Beans have launched a new summer limited edition line of beans, including bean flavors such as dill pickle, apple pie, and rocket pop beans.
What do those do?
I saw someone trying these, actually.
Really?
And they said the apple pie one doesn't taste too bad. It's just got a little like sweet hint of apple to it. The dill pickle one is crazy, and they couldn't find the rocket pop one. Apparently, that one's flying off the shelves. But they said the dill pickle one was a little too dill.
A little too dilly? What's the big dill?
Yeah, the apple one they said was money. So
you know what? I love me some beans.
That. Yeah.
I might try it. I might even try the rocket pop one. I don't know. My grandma knows my affection for Dr. Pepper, and I went over to her house one day, and she sat on the table right in front of me. She's like, "I picked these up for you," and it was Dr. Pepper baked beans. So
I'm sure that was good.
I cracked them open, and they tasted just like Dr. Pepper beans, which was the weirdest thing, but very tasty.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, really tasty.
I can see how that would be good.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. There's your Fat America. Some